there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey.
7:41 in the AM and 35 degrees outside the KRSN studios right now under mostly cloudy skies.
And I am talking with Fred Nathan, the director of Think New Mexico. Good morning, Fred. Thank you for joining us here on KRSN.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, sure. Think New Mexico seems to be a well-respected think tank that can move New Mexico state government into action. Can you give us a little history on its origins and how you managed to work in New Mexico politics?
Sure. So Think New Mexico has been around since 1999. We're a results-oriented think tank, and we might be a little bit different than what your listeners are used to. You know, most think tanks are either way, way over on the left or way, way over on the right. And we just believe in a state that's 49th or 50th in too many of these national rankings that the focus ought to be on solutions rather than ideology. And consistent with that, we've got a board of directors made up of Democrats, Republicans, Independents. We have a former Republican governor, Gary Carruthers, a former Democratic attorney general, Paul Bartike. The chair of the board is Roberta Ramo, who is the first woman president of the American Bar Association and a lawyer in Albuquerque. And we're best known for getting a full-day kindergarten law through the legislature back in 2000, repealing the food tax, creating a strategic water reserve to keep a little bit of water in our rivers. More recently, we've worked on reforming the PRC, and with the help of, I'm guessing, many of your listeners, we did very well in Los Alamos. We got 3 constitutional amendments passed that took power away from them and streamlined the PRC, and now we're working on affordable health care.
Fantastic. It's a big issue right now, and you know the political campaigns that are running often state how we were promised one thing and many people lost their coverage because of the change.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, Think New Mexico tackles a politically charged agenda item that the state, in your opinion, needs to change. Of course, this year it is medical insurance, I guess, right?
I'm sorry. What did you say about medical insurance?
It's health care, making health care more affordable. So I'm making that be medical insurance. Maybe that's not.
Yeah. No, medical insurance and, you know, and remarkably, there's 300,000 people in the state, even after Obamacare, who are uninsured. That's about 15% of the state. And so, you know, what we've pointed out is it's easier to get information about the price and quality of a household appliance than it is a common medical procedure. And that needs to change. We need to give people the ability to shop around. And really what we're trying to do is introduce a few free market principles like competition and transparency around price and quality, because one of the things Obamacare has done, whether you're a fan or you're an opponent of Obamacare, is it's accelerated this trend to higher deductibles. And so even people with insurance, they're now paying a bigger and bigger portion of those health insurance premiums. And the economists say this is a good thing because it'll make patients, consumers, more price sensitive. But there's one problem with that, which is you can't get this information about what different procedures cost at different hospitals. And so there isn't the ability to shop around as there is for a common household appliance. So that's what we're really focusing on. And our major proposal is to create a statewide website where patients can go to see, for example, you know, about 90% of medical procedures are elective in the sense that you're not in the back of an ambulance for an emergency. So you do have the ability to shop around, and we want to make that possible. And one of the things we discovered in terms of writing our report on this is we got Medicare data for the 44 hospitals in New Mexico, and we looked at the major medical procedures that many New Mexicans undergo, and we were surprised to find out how much incredible price variation there is from hospital to hospital in New Mexico. So we believe, and looking at the 14 states that do this, that this holds a lot of promise for making our healthcare system less expensive, and also improve the quality of care, because the other thing that we want to put on this website are quality indicators, things like readmission rates and error rates and infection rates. And where this has happened in other states, not surprisingly, the hospitals begin to compete on, you know, who has the safest facilities. And that's a very positive thing, and another way we can bring down costs, because healthcare costs spike when you have a readmission, for example. And so if we can, and many of these are preventable, and so if we can prevent them from happening, we can make our healthcare system both higher quality and less expensive.
Yeah, you kind of just hit my question, was that just because it's more expensive at a different hospital, it might be actually safer to be in that hospital.
You know, that's a great point. And one of the surprising things for us in doing this research is we found many studies that indicate that price and quality in healthcare don't correlate. And, you know, in most sectors of the economy, there's this common refrain about you get what you pay for. And that's true in most things. It's not true in healthcare. So one of the important things about creating a website on healthcare is that you don't just put price up there, because if that's all you do, most consumers will assume, okay, I want the most expensive, because they assume that that correlates with quality. Usually what most expensive means is higher error rates and higher readmission rates, and that, again, is what makes healthcare very, very expensive. So we want to create a website that has both healthcare quality indicators and price indicators, so people can see where are they most likely not to have to go back for a readmission, and then among those, what is the least expensive. And, you know, with consumer reports and consumer guides, you can do that for household appliances, but right now it's impossible to do that with healthcare. And then there are a couple of other things that we discovered looking at these other 14 states that do this, and some of the mistakes they've made. One example is California has a law that requires all the hospitals to disclose their charge master lists. And these are phone book size lists that have about 15,000 different, you know, every conceivable thing that you could pay for in a hospital. But unfortunately, it's so complicated that unless you're a doctor or a registered nurse, you can't decipher it. So our website, what we're proposing is just focusing on the 100 most common medical procedures and then what the prices are and quality indicators at the 44 hospitals across New Mexico. So that's another thing that's important. A second thing that's really important is on price. What many of these websites do is they just average what the price would be, and of course that would be the same as if I called you and said, you know, my spouse and I are going up to Los Alamos and we're going to eat at the Pajarito Grill, we just said generally what could we expect to pay in Los Alamos. And of course it makes a difference if you're eating at the Pajarito Grill or if you're eating at McDonald's. And so another thing that we're proposing is to try to eliminate price discrimination. And this is the situation where patients go to the same hospital to see the same doctor for the same procedure, but pay different prices because what you pay depends on who's paying the bill. Is it an insurance company? Is it Medicaid? Is it Medicare? Are you uninsured? And for every different payer, there's a different price depending on what's been negotiated. And so one of the things we proposed is what Maryland has, which is to eliminate price discrimination so that every hospital would still have autonomy over what they charge, but they couldn't discriminate between different patients and charge, for example, someone who's uninsured. Perversely, what happens now is they pay the highest rate. They pay what's called the charge master rate, and everybody else gets a discount off of that. We would just suggest that, you know, it'd be the same as going into Walmart. There's not a different price for every product. It's the same for everyone. And that would make this website, I think, much more effective in terms of giving the people the ability to shop around and have some predictability about what they'll pay.
Okay, but is there anything worked into this idea? I'm sorry if I seem like I'm picking on you, but I'm not.
No,
but
please go ahead.
Is there anything worked into this idea to keep the healthcare providers from leaving, saying, "Hey, I just don't want to do business in New Mexico. It's too hard. It's too expensive," and just not coming to our state?
Yeah, well, you know, we're very sympathetic to the providers, and we understand that in every case that they're open 24/7, 365 days a year. We expect them to provide some charity care for people that can't afford it. And so we're very sympathetic to the hospitals, and one of our proposals has to do with the federal government, which is to seek a waiver so that they can bring up their reimbursement rates in New Mexico. Right now, for Medicare patients, the federal government only pays about 94% of the cost of providing care. Medicaid is only 89%. You know, you're right to be sympathetic about these providers, because the federal government, in effect, is causing these hospitals to do what's called cost shifting, because they're not being reimbursed for their full costs. And Maryland, again, has been able to keep healthcare more affordable than the other states by getting a waiver, which they did about 40 years ago, that eliminated price discrimination and brought the federal reimbursement rate up to a private rate that's about 103 to 105% of costs, and that makes it possible for providers, hospitals, to provide health care and make a little profit and keep their doors open and provide some charity care without the need to cost shift. And we think that's a much better system. And the other thing that does is it makes it possible for the providers, the hospitals, not to have these enormous billing departments to translate what are very complicated payment rates to insurance companies and to patients. And those savings, and by the way, 31% of what's spent on healthcare right now isn't on what people think of normally as healthcare. It's spent on administration, like translating these billing rates. So that makes hospitals more profitable and also allows them to spend more on healthcare if they're not spending so much on things like administration and translating very complicated medical bills.
Mm-hmm. So you said 14 other states have a transparency thing going. Can you tell us, have things shifted in those states when they became transparent?
Yes. And remarkably, many of these are our neighbors, including Colorado, Arizona, but it's coast to coast. New Hampshire does this, and what they're seeing is a reduction of about 7%, which you might think, well, I wish it were more than that, and we do too. But when you think of the enormous amount of money that's being spent on healthcare just in New Mexico, 7% would save tens of millions of dollars that can go back into lower premiums and go back into people's wallets so they can spend that money on other necessities. The other thing to point out is, as I suggested earlier, a lot of this is a new phenomenon. These websites are very new. The one in California, for example, is not very effective. And so what we're hoping is that we can learn from these other states and really have more of a model website, again, that includes quality indicators. That's very important in terms of bringing prices down. And also to eliminate price discrimination so that these websites are very simple. You can go and get one price, one quality indicator, and make some sort of assessment. So if you had a better transparency website, I think we could actually, in New Mexico, we have the potential to make the savings higher than the national average, which is about 7%, to something more like 15%. And that would be, I think, extraordinary in bringing down these high prices.
So have you had any pushback from the healthcare providers?
Not yet. I'm pleased to say when we announced and launched this proposal, there was a very good article in the Associated Press, and they talked to the biggest provider in Albuquerque, Presbyterian Hospital, which also has hospitals throughout the state. And they were very open, and they said, you know, this is really a discussion that we need to have in New Mexico. And of course, it's hard to oppose transparency, but when we talk privately to hospitals and to insurance companies, they're very quick to point out, you know, we don't like this system any better than our patients do, but it's the system that we have and that we have to work within. And they're grateful that there's an independent, neutral third party, namely Think New Mexico, that's started this conversation, because if any one of those insurance companies or hospitals said, you know, maybe there's a better way to do this, you know, immediately their competitors would be skeptical. So you sort of need to have, like I said, an independent, neutral third party, and we're more than happy to play that role of being a catalyst to say, we can do better than this. We can create a better system that's not so costly in terms of administration and that's more patient-centered, that allows the patient to be able to make more choices about their health care. And I think, you know, earlier when we were talking about Obamacare, I think that's what people resent, is that they were told on the front end, if you like your insurance, you'll be able to keep it. And that hasn't happened. And I think most New Mexicans, most Americans, what they're really clamoring for is to have choice in their healthcare system the way they have choice in every other part of the market. So that's where I think that the discontent is coming. And when you look at these polls and you say, well, there has been some progress made under Obamacare in terms of making it more accessible, I think that's true. We've gone from about 20% uninsured in the state to about 15%. And, you know, for those people that now have health care, that's clearly a good thing.
Okay. And in the last minute, is there something on the ballot, this ballot, for us to consider?
Well, there's nothing on the ballot right now on health care, but we are going to come in with legislation in this upcoming session in 2015 of the New Mexico legislature. And if your listeners are interested in learning more about our proposals, I'd encourage them to go to our website. We'd be happy to give them a complimentary copy of our report, and they can do that by going to www.thinknewmexico, spelled out as one word, .org. And if they want to contact their legislators about this, they can go to our Action Center, which is on the website, and send a sort of prescripted letter, which they're free to edit, and we encourage them to do so, and just talk to their own, you know, be connected to their own legislators and talk to them about the healthcare system and the reforms they want to see.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is very, very interesting. The report is excellent, and I'd encourage any of our listeners to go to the website and request a copy. It's really amazing. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRSN.
Definitely. We'd like to have you on again.
Anytime, and many thanks for having me. I'd love to talk with your listeners. We got a lot of supporters out in Los Alamos, and appreciate this time.